RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I have one of my favorite guests, Ian Beckles. How are you?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. I like your shirt.
Thank
you. One of my favorites. I know, right?
Ready to go.
And so today we're going to talk about a couple of things, but one of them is burgers. And, well, our burgers, I should say. We had three of them at Birch and Vine last week in St. Petersburg. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but Birch and Vine, which is located inside the Birchwood over on Beach Drive in St. Petersburg, they have wonderful food. And I've been there a couple of times. I've always been impressed. But their burgers, this was my first time trying them. And they actually have a deal going on, which Monday through Thursday at lunchtime, they are buy one, get one. So Ian and I got to try all three burgers and I'm still thinking about them.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good. That's why. Especially one with the brie.
Yes.
That one blew my mind a little bit.
It did. Just a little bit.
A lot, actually.
Yeah, mine was a lot. Mm-hmm. That was good. It was the brie. They had the little blueberries. What were you calling them? Something. I was laughing.
It was like a blueberry jelly and bacon. And it was gorgeous. Gorgeous burger.
And then you had the other one with the egg on it. I didn't really eat as much of that one because you kind of.
The breakfast burger was good.
Took it away from me.
And the one with all the potato straws
on it was excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
The haystack. Yeah, I'm still thinking about those burgers. They were delicious. I just wish I would have had a nice glass of wine to go with those.
It was midday, so I didn't have the wine, but I could see how that would definitely work, no doubt.
So the one burger we were talking about had the, it was the Bordeaux wine marmalade, the brie cheese, a little bit of arugula. Oh, gosh, bacon. It was just everything you can imagine in
fantastic.
One fantastic burger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think of burgers, like, what is one of your favorites in Tampa? Because there are a lot.
A lot.
Don't get mad at me for this, but now I keep thinking about Square Patties when I look at you.
What's Square Patties? Because of Wendy's?
Yes, because I've never had a Wendy's burger before.
Which is weird.
Is it weird?
Yeah, it almost makes you un-American to not have tried Wendy's at this point. Wendy's, to me, is probably the best fast food burger. And if you omit Five Guys, which is not really fast food, Wendy's is it for me.
Is it for you?
Yeah. I'm not scared of, I don't eat fast food that much anymore. But when I was in it,
it was always Wendy's. Yeah.
Double classic was cheese.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to try one tonight.
Okay.
Because I've never had a Wendy's
burger.
It's about time.
About time.
Now, speaking of which, I was thinking about you also.
Mm-hmm.
I always do every time I drive past anything that has to do with food. You know, PDQ and let's see who else is there. I was thinking about you the other day. Over by Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza when we went there last week and had some of their wings. Now, PDQ is one place I've never really been to.
I don't think I've ever been in a PDQ. I've eaten PDQ often. Do they even have a drive-thru?
They do.
They do?
They do, yeah.
I just have eaten PDQ a dozen times at events.
Like
They'll be at the radio station. They'll be at a golf tournament. They'll be at the Barlow Gala. At the Barlow Gala, after that long gala and everybody had this wonderful food. You walk out and it's PDQ chicken tenders. It was the best thing in the world after drinking all night. So PDQ, I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan.
Yeah, I love PDQ.
I need to give them a try. A friend of mine she's an ambassador for them and she's always posting pictures. And I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever been to the one in South Tampa. Maybe one time I've been to the one out, I guess it's Brandon Riverview area. Mm-hmm. They had a chicken sandwich. They invited me to come try a few years ago.
Yeah. They have everything I've had at PDQ, including the salads, has been excellent.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a fan.
And we're gonna talk on the Flavor of Tampa Bay podcast about some fast food stuff, but real quick, King of the Coop. Now, we went there a few weeks ago.
Right.
Excellent. I cheated because I only had a little piece. I didn't have the bread. You had the whole thing.
Yes, I did.
It was a beautiful sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not going on a field trip for food and not going all the way with it. You know, everybody's going through this whole thing, who has the best chicken sandwich and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, which I still don't know what all that is about.
Well, it doesn't matter. I try not to get into it, but.
But we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. You know, on Flavor of Tampa Bay, we're going to bring in a bunch of the chicken sandwiches and do it for ourselves and see what we come up with. We won't have a King of the Coop sandwich, which I think would probably win. That King of the Coop chicken sandwich.
I think
sandwich
so, too.
Damn good.
They actually posted something on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it, but they were referencing the whole chicken sandwich debacle.
Who started this chicken sandwich thing? who started it?
I don't even know.
Was it Shannon Sharp started this whole thing? Did he? I'm sure. I mean, it's Chick-fil-A against Popeyes is the big thing,
right.
I guess.
And Snoop Dogg has really been.
Well, he's on the Popeyes side, isn't he?
I don't even know. He's
black
just,
folks are on Popeye's side.
Every day he's posting about it on Instagram, yeah. So it makes me laugh. Okay. I wake up and I look at his Instagram feed and I'm instantly hungry.
Well, whoever started it, the genius.
Right.
They say there's lineups now at Popeye's to get a chicken sandwich.
But there's always a line at Popeye's anyway. I just had Popeye's for the first time like 3 months ago.
Once again, un-American.
Yes, I know.
That's crazy. I know. Where have you been eating?
I don't usually eat fast food.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
It's been that's years. When I was growing up in California, we had Jack in the Box, which was In-N-Out right by my burger. House. Well, In-N-Out didn't really come out until I was in my, I'm dating myself. I was in my early 20s. And there wasn't one at the time when I lived in California, there wasn't one very close by. As I left, now there's tons of them everywhere.
Sure, yeah, they're a big thing now.
But I love In-N-Out.
I had it one time and it didn't move me.
Where did you have it?
I was in California for some, I don't know why, I just had an In-N-Out burger and I was in a limousine and I asked the guy to stop at an In-N-Out burger. So I'm like, this can be a great experience. And I had the In-N-Out burger in the back of the limousine by myself and I was like, it just didn't move me. Yeah. Next time, it happens sometimes, you know?
I agree.
I will try it again, that's for sure, because everybody raves about In-N-Out burger. It's kind of, but I have a feeling it's like El Cap. Everybody raved about that. I went there twice. I'm like,
They're good. They're small. My kids love El Cap. They're just small.
Yeah.
No?
Nah. I don't want to go out of my way for a little bitty burger.
Well, you get four of them.
Yeah, give me a substantial gnarly burger.
Right.
Yeah. I like it gnarly.
Well, I went to another one of your gnarly places. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I'm kidding. Armature Works last night.
Yeah, it's not my place.
You know, you would have enjoyed it.
No,
it was
too many people there looking. Well, it's too open.
The air conditioning was really working, which I love.
That's good to know.
Well, I'm just saying it was.
That's a positive.
You know, you go to events sometimes and it's just warm in there. Too many people huddled around trying to get
all the
food.
That's why I don't go to that many events like that.
I know. I'm starting to understand why.
You go to Armature Works and everybody is wide open and all my enemies can see me from all different angles and they could take a shot at me.
What enemies do you have?
I have a lot of enemies. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked.
I would be shocked.
Yeah, you would.
I would be shocked. So Panny Rusica, I mean, I've always loved their food.
Great food.
Kind of nice to see him over there.
They opened up in Armature Works?
That's why I was there last night.
I did not know that, no. Panny Rusica, which is right there in MacDill, is one of those places that's been good forever. I don't go often enough, and I live right there. But every time I go there, the food's fantastic.
So especially when you want to be bad, I mean, their sandwiches are banging.
Yeah, often for me,
it is.
I want to be bad often. Yeah.
When's the last time you were bad?
Yesterday.
With what?
Yesterday.
You had cauliflower crust pizza. That's not.
Yeah,
too bad.
Well, that's not that bad from West Shore Pizza. I'm bad once a day easily, so don't worry about me and being bad. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I got bad on lock.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Yep. So good. It's good though. I'm here. It got me this far and I'm good.
Yeah, I see. Definitely.
Don't mess with it.
I'm not messing with anything. But you know, another you were with me actually going to 81 Bay over the weekend and Voodoo Chef. I mean
Eric Young's, yeah.
That I was really impressed because I can honestly say I don't think I've seen them at events. I've tried their spices usually when something that you have created.
Mm-hmm.
It's my first time actually having food prepared by them, and I loved it.
Well, he does a great... Eric's been around forever. Eric Young's Voodoo Chef, his products are sold like some of the big places. I don't know. It might be Publix, might be Winn-Dixie. I'm not sure. But he's been around a long time and also a culinary teacher. Eric Young's won Teacher of the Year in the nation. So he's kind of a big deal. He's running a culinary institute now, so he brings some of his students and they use some of his spices, and it's brilliant the way he's, you know, mixing his business, you know, with his work and bringing them together, and he's figured it out. But Voodoo Chef and Voodoo Spice has been around a long time.
Absolutely. And you had their take on a Cuban.
Cuban, which I'm not a huge fan of Cubans in general. This one was good.
It was good. I should have tried it.
Yeah, you should have tried it.
I should have tried it.
On Saturday, come on, eat some bread.
I know. I had their, it was eggs with some tortillas and a sweet potato hash. It was delicious, I have to say. And then that dessert he brought out, I couldn't stop eating that.
Yeah, dessert was a problem.
It was. What was that other dessert I couldn't stop eating? I can't remember now. It was the Palm Pavilion, the chocolate bomb.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good. I think you licked the plate.
Well, I didn't. I wouldn't. I came close.
You were very close.
Came close to that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was good. You know, actually, there's a lot of culinary programs in Tampa. I don't know if you've ever been to, and I forget the name of it, over on Himes, close to the stadium, where the Art Institute is. They have a culinary program there. And years ago, I was invited to come and try some of their food. And I mean, these students are...
It's not IEDT, was it?
It's right there on Himes.
Near the stadium.
near the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually want to revisit that. I went, it was probably 7 years ago, and I was blown away by their creativity. I mean, these students were just knocking it out of the park.
That's awesome.
So Sickles High School has invited me to come out and try some food, you know, that their culinary program is preparing. So you'll have to go with me on a field trip one day.
Well, I like kids now, and it's kind of, when I was growing up, it wasn't cool to cook. Like, that's something the girls did, you know? Now it's cool to be a chef. It's cool, you know, if you're a dude and you can cook. Now, back when, it was just, that's what the wives did. Now, no, seriously.
I mean, not
a lot of husbands cooked way back when. Now,
wait, when you say way back when, like what?
Well, I'm old. Okay?
You're not old, but no, because you have to, I'm trying to think what years.
I'm in my 50s, so you got to figure, my father was in his 70s.
Okay.
So he cooked a little bit, but you know, back then it was, everything was different. It was a lot more wives staying home. It was a different era. You know, you go to the gym. When I was young, I went to the gym.
It was all men.
All men. So I just lived in a different time, you know? I didn't, a lot of men, you didn't see a lot of, you know, people talking about cooking other than chefs.
Okay.
Now it's just cool to cook.
I see that. But for me, I mean, my dad is 70.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned 70 in April. He cooked all the time. I mean, I grew up in the restaurants industry because he owned restaurants.
Sure, yeah.
Both my parents cooked, but he cooked way more than my mom.
Okay.
And I shouldn't tell, my mom will listen to this, but I loved my dad's cooking. I was always excited when he was cooking.
Well,
it was always a big production.
Well, I mean, I would hope that my kids say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it got to a point where I'm cooking more than my wife, and they seem to enjoy my food. So let's hope they say the same thing.
Well, who wouldn't enjoy your food? Burton's?
Yeah, Burton. They're not terrible.
Wait, you were talking the other day. Now, who was it that was going to take them, put them on some white bread with mayonnaise?
It was Ty J. Yeah. That was, Ty J and Tony and my boy Art here, who are all big people. And I gave them all a little Ziploc bag of my burnt ends. And Ty J said, I'm going home to get some white bread. That's his thing. Put the burnt ends in the white bread, ready to go.
It was funny because I kept thinking about that. And then I saw our friend David May.
Mm.
He posted a picture where he took some steak and he made a sandwich on white bread with tomato. And it looks so good.
But that's what white bread's about.
Right?
White bread makes everything better. It really does. I don't eat that much white bread, but it does make things better. There's a reason why when you get barbecue, old school barbecue, they put two pieces of white bread to soak up all the grease and whatnot. It's good stuff.
Oh, it is. I have to agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find some more kind of hole in the wall barbecue places. And Creative Loafing put out a couple articles this past week about just like dive places in like Largo and Tampa that no one really knows about.
I love that.
I have a list I want to go check out.
I love those places.
Have you ever been to Jazzy's Barbecue?
I have.
It's been a long time since
I want to say it's owned by a former Buccaneer.
Okay, it's over on Waters.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay. I want to try it again sometime.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And what's the spot on Kennedy? I drive Jimbo's.
Jimbo's is excellent. Jimbo's is the forgotten place. Go there on a Saturday morning. Zoo.
Their breakfast, I heard, is
packed with people. Yeah, they have excellent food. Jimbo's is old school. If you're old school South Tampa, you know about Jimbo's.
Right. I'm kind of going through a phase right now. I'm into all the like really old school places and just places that don't get a lot of love. Places that don't have Instagram.
Oh, well, that's hard. I mean, like archaic places.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have Instagram now. You're supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
It's 2019. You're supposed to.
Some people don't want to.
I understand that, but you're supposed to.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, we went to Tate's over the weekend, which is over here on West Shore. And I have a funny story about Tate's. So it used to be the Galley back in the day. I mean, I
went there when it was Galley, yeah.
So I used to go there all the time. I used to love their Greek salad was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go there, play Ms. Pac-Man, watch Steelers games, have a few drinks. Once I had kids, I started taking them there. We did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they switched over to Tate's, I wasn't impressed at first.
Okay.
And I had Tate's Pizza from their location on Howard. Loved it. I don't know what the difference was because I know it was family owned, but it was just, there was something different. I didn't like it as much as I did before. So then I went there one time and I don't know why I ordered veal.
Oh my.
And it was a really bad experience.
Okay.
I mean, it came out, it was this tiny piece of rubber on this big bed of just dry pasta.
Yeah, bad veal's not good.
It was terrible and it turned me off and I never went back. And after driving past that place so many times, I thought, I've been thinking about it. Like, I want to try it again. And you came up with the idea, and I was excited to know, and this is where you're going to get all pissy, that they're still known as a Steelers bar, which was the main reason I started going there like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get pissy. I mean, I just...
thought it was cool, though.
Other than dealing with all the Steelers pictures, I was okay.
There's not that many.
There isn't too many.
What, three? Yeah,
that's too many. It's too many.
Okay, for come real. On now. For real. But what did you think of the Greek salad? Because it's the same as it was when it was the galley.
I mean, I thought the Greek salad was excellent. I'm not a huge beet fan, but it actually worked in that salad. I thought the pizza was delicious. And I had like a little Italian sub that was pretty darn good as well. So, I mean, I'll go back for sure. Yeah, not on a Sunday with Steeler fans.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not going to happen.
I know. It would never happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I know. That's... Had to bring it up. So, but yeah, no, I'm excited because I've been looking for spots to actually catch Steeler games. I know Three Birds is another one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few. We don't need to talk about that now.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. What do you like with football coming up though? Like, what's your go-to with food?
What's
I know
my
you,
go-to?
You probably change it, but if you could eat anything on a Sunday, what would it be?
This is my answer. You know what my go-to is on Sunday?
Whatever you have.
Me. Everybody comes to me on Sunday. I cook on Sunday. I am the go-to. For real.
We're the go-to.
It's real though. Been for a long time. I mean, I've been cooking for South Tampa for a long time on Sundays. There's been many dignitaries roll through the Beckles household at HQ on Sundays. Many, many dignitaries. Hall of Famers and everything, you know?
Any Steelers? He's got to have at least one.
I'm sure there has been from way back. I think Ray Seals came to my house one time. He was an old Steeler. Probably not old enough to remember that.
No, I know who he is. Does he live?
Mark Royals is an old Steeler. He'd been through, you know, but nobody claims Pittsburgh anyways. Nobody claims them. Go Steelers. For real.
You're just too much today.
I know. I didn't get enough sleep.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll make it.
You're good. You'll make it anyways.
Hold up.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up today. I know. Today's just been kind of a funky day. I had a horrible Monday, so I'm hoping today's a little bit better.
Well, it was Monday.
Yeah, but usually I love Mondays. It's a fresh start to the week. Usually a nice recap over the weekend, eating lots of good food. But yesterday was just everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Well, and behind us, we're good.
Yeah. I ended it with some cauliflower pizza from West Shore Pizza. They're spicy Italian. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot the wing sauce that goes on it, but that's okay.
Still good.
Always a familiar face when you go to West Shore Pizza.
Some answers, they're everywhere. What's South Happy? You know, it's 25 years they just celebrated.
They did.
It's a lot. I remember Bob when he opened, because I used to live in the Cove way back when. Mm-hmm. So I knew from the beginning, and Bobby's been cool. I don't know how many West Shore pizzas there are now. It's lots. He doesn't own them all.
That's what I was going to say. They're all.
Yeah, he's the separately. Original right there. I think that's the only one he owns now, and the other ones were outsourced. So, but there's West Shore pizzas all over the place now.
I was wondering how many they have. It is good, and it's I like spots that have been around for a long time. They're definitely doing something right.
No doubt.
So anyways, well, you guys all have a great week. I can't wait to eat some more food this week, and you know, today's going to be interesting. I'm going to be trying a Wendy's burger for the first time later on this evening. And that square patty, it better be good, Ian.
We'll videotape it.
Yeah, I want to videotape it. Historic. It's going to be historic. So if you guys have any questions or any places you think myself or even Ian should check out, you can email me, Tracy at Forking Around Town. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tracy at Forking Around Town. You guys have a wonderful week. Don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on radioinfluence.com and wherever else you like to download your podcast. Talk to you soon.
Chef Brian Duffy here. Each week, I'm going to be talking to some of my friends, some people I've never even met before. We're going to be talking about people that I meet on the road through some of my experiences. We're talking about restaurants, talking about great stories, great guests, wild adventures, the whole nine yards. Get Duffified Live with me, Chef Brian Duffy, each week on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.